Hey, Aussie Gate time. Excited about this. We've been through. We're looking for the greatest of all time, Australian artist. We're through to number 10, in the top 10 today, but we are so far at 15, The Living End, 14, Jimmy Barnes. Spider wasn't happy, but he thought that's the end of him. But no, I think Cold Chisel will bob up later on. Mm. 13 was Hunters and Collectors. 12 was Silverchair. Awesome. Thought they should have been a little bit higher myself. Yes. Paul Kelly at 11 fails to make the top 10. Ooh. Controversy.
Oh, Rabs is here.
But today at number 10, I love this one. These are my faves, The Angels.
Oh, Rob McLeod is going to go tropo today.
I love him.
Here we go, The Angels, and what a music career they had.
With a singer like Doc Neeson out the front...
Can you turn me up a little?
They were destined for greatness from the start.
He was in full flight. He was unstoppable.
Hello. Yeah.
Unique. Exciting. Terrifying.
Chalk up another one for South Australia with this band of misfits that formed in Adelaide in 74. The Angels.
I also had this alter ego or persona or whatever you want to call it, Doc. My impression of Doc Neeson was that he was a rascal. But a very good rascal.
It takes a great song to connect with an audience, but an even greater song becomes a legend.
Whenever Doc Neeson sang the words of the Angels' classic love song, Am I Ever Going to See Your Face Again, back came the ingenious response, No way.
I took a band to the Middle East. They were singing it there.
So where did that chant start?
None of us in the band know. But I first experienced it maybe a year or 18 months after we released it, and I'm hearing...
The Angels were one of a handful of Aussie bands that made an impact overseas, and they influenced some pretty big names, among them Slash from Guns N' Roses.
The Angels definitely had an impact on the sound of Guns N' Roses.
Pearl Jam's Mike McCready.
The Angels were very, very important to my band. We felt like we had discovered something that no one else knew in Seattle.
It'd be hard to find a band that's connected with Australian people more.
Save your breath, brothers, because whatever you want to say, they're going to tell you how to say it.
Just real, raw music that was made to be played live, preferably in a pub. Fashion of The Angels were put together by the Brewster Brothers all those years ago, inducted into the ARIA Hall of Fame in 1998, and their music still holds up today. A powerful tribute to a man that was a legend in Australian rock, Doc Neeson.
My doctors told me not to come out tonight.
One of Australia's greatest.
But the show goes on!
The Angels.